Hey friend, would you like to know how to lift up a prayer that God will always answer affirmatively? Wouldn't you like to pray knowing that God will give you what you're asking for? Now, I'm not suggesting that we can boss God around. I would never say that you can tell God what to do. What I am saying is there are certain requests that we can make that God absolutely cannot refuse. God is faithful to fulfill every promise that He's made. And I'm going to show you a promise in the Bible that guarantees two things. One, God hears us when we pray. And two, we will receive what we ask for. Now, if you understand the conditions of this two-part promise, then you can pray with confidence every single time you pray. Now, long ago, I memorized the Bible verses that this promise comes from, and that's why I can declare I am confident God hears me when I pray. I'm also confident that I will receive a yes answer when my prayers align with what the Bible says in the verses that I'm going to share with you just moments from now. So if you want this same confidence when you pray, then I encourage you to stick with me to learn where to find this promise in the Bible and discover how understanding the conditions of this promise can transform your prayer life. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here every week with an affirmation drawn from the Bible that will empower your tongue with truth. The verses that I have for you today contain a powerful promise about prayer, and it's going to help you pray with confidence, knowing that God will hear you and God will answer you. So without further ado, listen as I read 1 John 5:14 and 15 from the New International Version. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. I find myself quoting these verses while I'm praying, and I know that I've done it right here when I pray at the end of an episode. In fact, I quoted 1 John 5:14 and 15 in the previous two episodes, which, to be honest, is why I'm talking about them today. Quoting those verses from 1 John while praying sets my heart and mind on the truth that I want you to declare with me today. I am confident God hears me when I pray. Will you say that with me now? I am confident God hears me when I pray. I dedicated an entire previous video to the things that keep God from hearing us when we pray, the obstacles to answered prayer. So I'm not going to go into all of that this time, but I will provide a link for you to learn more about, again, what keeps God from hearing our prayers. This time, I want to focus on the two guarantees that I mentioned up front. The guarantees, again, that are spelled out in 1 John 5:14 and 15. God hears us when we pray, and we will receive what we've asked for. But before I go deeper into those guarantees, I need you to know that God makes some of His promises conditional. And the guarantees in 1 John 5:14 and 15 are conditional. You can easily find these conditions because they come with an if. If you do this, then God will do that. So let's look at the first condition to having confidence that God will hear your prayers. Ask according to God's will. In 1 John 5:14, it says, "If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." In order to know without a shadow of doubt that God hears your prayers, you must pray in agreement with His will, you must align your requests with what God wants for you. When we're praying in agreement with God's will, we are actually asking Him for the things that He already wants to give us. One of the reasons I am confident God hears me when I pray is because I ask for things according to His will. Okay, let me give you some examples. The Bible says in James, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." So when I cry out in prayer saying, "Lord God, please come near to me. I want you to be close right now. I need you to be close." I'm praying according to His will, and He hears me. Here's another example. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. In fact, Jesus Himself spoke those words in John 16:33. So when you ask God to lead you away from deception, away from the lies, and guide you into truth, you can be confident God hears. I'll give you one more example of a prayer that I know for certain God hears. Whenever I ask for wisdom, God hears me because the Bible says that if any one of us lacks wisdom, we should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. So when I pray for things like God's presence, His guidance, and wisdom, I know that God hears me because I'm asking according to God's will. There's another if then regarding prayer in 1 John 5, and it underscores our declaration, which by now I hope that you can boldly believe and speak with me. I am confident God hears me when I pray. Will you say that? I am confident God hears me when I pray. Now, before I share that second condition with the guarantee with you, I want to pause just briefly to invite you to click or tap like. I hope that you do. It means so much to me. It's so encouraging to me to have your support. And also subscribe if you haven't already. And don't forget that notification bell. I am passionate about sharing messages that encourage hearts and build faith. And your engagement actually helps me to reach more people. I really appreciate you and your support so much. Okay, let's look at the second of the two conditions given in 1 John 5:14 and 15, again, with that guarantee. Believe God is listening. 1 John 5:15 says, "If we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him." Having the confidence that God hears your prayers means that you truly believe He's listening. Do you pray with expectation? Do you pray with hope and faith? If you pray according to God's will, then you will receive what you've asked Him for. It's just a matter of time. Can you keep on praying in faith even when it feels like God's not listening? I tell you what, sometimes we don't think He's listening because He's not answering. We're praying according to His will. But my friend, believe that He is, because He is faithful to His promises and He has promised that He will listen. I decided to talk about these verses today because, like I said earlier, I found myself quoting these verses during the prayer that I offer at the end of my message. 2 weeks in a row now, I did that. When I close my eyes and start to pray, I have no idea what I'm going to say. But in my passion for God to hear and answer the prayers that I'm offering on your behalf, I've been quoting 1 John, claiming the promise that shows God I believe Him, and it encourages me, even as I pray, to keep believing. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and they must believe that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Do you believe God will reward you when you bring Him your earnest, persistent, even desperate prayers that are perfectly aligned with His will. He will. He promised to. Don't forget the second condition to receiving the promise of answered prayer is to believe God is listening. God wants to meet with you, my friend. He wants you to call on Him. He cares about you and your needs. If you still have doubts, I encourage you to watch the video that I mentioned earlier that covers those obstacles to answered prayer. You want to make sure you clear them out of the way. I want you to be able to believe and speak. I am confident God hears me when I pray. My friend, you absolutely can hold on to the promises of God. You can lift up a prayer knowing that God will always answer yes. And you can hang on to the guarantees about answered prayer that I gave you today, that God hears you when you pray and you will receive what you asked for. Just keep in mind those two if-then conditions. Ask according to God's will. Believe God is listening. Now, I want to help you, like I said earlier, to clear out all those obstacles to an effective prayer life. And I want you to know that God loves you. He wants to hear from you. And I want you to notice God's hand at work in your life, bringing you the things that you are asking for. So let's pray to that end right now. Dear Heavenly Father, sometimes when we come to You in prayer, we have no idea what Your will is. Should I take this job or not? Should I engage in this activity, moving or dating someone or taking a class at school? What should I do? We don't know Your will. We don't. But there are times, Father God, when we do. Lord, give me wisdom so I can make the right decision. Give me peace, Father God, so that I'm not anxious in this situation and judge poorly. God, be close to me. Come with Your presence and let me sense that You are here. Just having peace sometimes is all it takes to know that even if it's scary, You'll be with me and I can go that way that You're leading, that You're calling. And so, Father God, I ask that You would give everyone listening right now peace, wisdom, guidance for whatever it is that they're facing. Lord, and I know that You will, because I know You are faithful to every promise You've made. God, even praying for strength is something, because You've said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, Lord, as we rejoice in You, as we turn to You, as we wait on You, Lord, we know You are faithful. Say You will make us rise up on wings like eagles so that we will run and not grow weary, and we will walk and not faint. And so, Father, I thank You for those promises. You will say yes to this prayer that we pray in confidence and in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for Believe and Speak. I sincerely hope this message helps you to approach God with confidence when you pray. Now, as we wrap up, I want to invite you to leave me any questions that you might have about why God isn't answering your prayers. Again, you might want to watch my entire 4-part series on prayer. I'll share the link to the one about the obstacles. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I hope that you'll tell a friend what you've learned about how to be confident God will say yes to your next prayer. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.